Yours, O Lord, is the glory. And yours, O Lord, is the power both now and forever and ever. And all God's people said together, amen and amen.
Good morning. My prayer for us in our time of worship today is that we would experience a little bit of the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And Matthew 5:3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So I think this gives us a little instruction of how to receive the kingdom of heaven here on earth today. So if you would just stand and join me in worship, I'm going to take this posture where we acknowledge our spiritual poverty, our need for the Lord. And I want to just give a reminder that our altars are always open. You know, it could be uncomfortable to step up to them, but in doing that, you are acknowledging your need before God and before your church family. And our elders would be happy to come up and pray with you, anoint you up here. And if anyone else sees someone and you feel led to come up and pray with them, you have freedom to move about the room as you feel led in worship today. So please just seek after the Lord in your weakness.
Give
seeks your face, O God of Jacob. O God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. And God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. If you are willing, would you just hold your hands out before the Lord, offering yourself over to him, and also being willing to receive from him. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. John 3:30 says that he must become greater, I must become less. So Lord, as we humble ourselves before you this morning, making ourselves lower, smaller, would you become greater as we make room for you, Lord? Fill up this space and fill up our hearts. And as you fill us, would you fuel our praises, Lord, so that you would be glorified above all else today? As we go through these songs, I just encourage you at any point, if you feel led to lift up your own praises to him, you can do that at any point, and we'll make space for that.
Come, let us bow down before
bridge for a minute here. And take a minute to even just breathe in and out and thank the Lord for another day that He has blessed you with, to breathe in and out His presence. And then as you do that, breathe in His Spirit. And then as you breathe out, just speak out your own praises to Him. You can do that silently, or you can do it out loud. But with your exhale, praise the Lord. Get the praise you're worthy of, Lord. We return the breath you gave with our praise. Oh, I won't let the rocks cry out in my place. So we return the breath you gave with our praise. You're worthy, worthy, so we lift you high, forever lift you high, high within our hearts, high within our minds. Jesus, you would rocks cry out to worship? Whose glory taught the stars to shine? Perhaps creation longs to have the words to sing, but this joy is mine. With a thousand thank you. die for our redemption, whose resurrection means our rise. There isn't time enough to sing of all you've done, but I have eternity to try. Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more. And thousands upon thousands of hallelujahs still don't even measure up to the praise and glory that you deserve. And yet, Lord, we thank you that you invite us to take part in the praise that you will receive, whether or not we contribute. So, Lord, would you stir within us a greater desire to praise you, that every breath we breathe would be honoring to you, that every word we speak would glorify you. Lord, through your word, by your spirit this morning, would you continue to refine us more and more into your likeness, so that every step we take and every word we speak would reflect you. We receive what you have to pour out this morning, and we pour it all right back out to you. I pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Leah and Michelle, for leading us in worship. And if you would remain standing for the reading of God's word in honor of his word. And if you have a Bible, open to the book of 2 Corinthians, to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We'll be beginning in verse 23 through chapter 23. Or chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 23. I call God as my witness that it was in order to spare you that I did not return to Corinth. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, because it is by faith you stand firm. So I made up my mind that I would not make another painful visit to you. For if I grieve you, who is left to make me glad but you whom I have grieved? I wrote as I did so that when I came, I should not be distressed by those who ought to make me rejoice. I had confidence in all of you that you would all share my joy. For I wrote you out of great distress and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to grieve you, but to let you know the depth of my love for you. If anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you to some extent, not to put it too severely. The punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him. Now, instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. The reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. If you forgive anyone, I also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. This is God's word for us this morning. Thank you for remaining standing. You may be seated. So this morning we continue in our series on Behold.